This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continue to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders are meeting with a high-level Afghan government delegation in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. The Kabul delegation includes the number two in the Afghan government. The talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says he hopes the Qatar talks can produce a holiday ceasefire. The lawyers for several prominent Egyptian activists and journalists say their clients were released from custody on Sunday following months of detention. They had been arrested on charges including joining or aiding a terrorist group and spreading false news. In recent months, Egyptian authorities have released detainees ahead of major Muslim holidays. Sunday's releases came 2 days ahead of Eid al-Adha, the two most important festivals of the Islamic calendar. Egypt's State Information Service confirmed the releases, but said no government statements on the matter were immediately available. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy said Sunday he's worried about the increasing number of new coronavirus cases in the country. He laid part of the blame on social media companies for not doing enough to remove misinformation about the need to get vaccinated. He told Fox News on Sunday the pandemic isn't over, but the good news is that those who are vaccinated are still highly protected. He said 95% of the deaths occurring now in the U.S. are people who have not been vaccinated. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's National Health Service has contacted Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his finance minister, Rishi Sunak, to let them know they have been close to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Downing Street said on Sunday in a statement the men will participate in a daily contact testing pilot program that will allow them to continue to work from Downing Street. They will self-isolate when not in their offices. On Saturday, Britain's health secretary said he has tested positive for COVID-19 and is self-isolating. COVID-19 cases are rising in the United States and around the world, largely driven by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Regions are beginning to return to measures such as mask wearing to reduce the number of victims. With oppressively hot, dry weather looming over much of the western United States and Canada, the enormous bootleg fire in Oregon has grown again, and authorities have ordered new evacuations. Bootleg, the largest of 80 major fires now active in the United States, spread overnight from 274,000 acres to 290,000 acres. That makes it three times the size of the metropolis of Detroit, Michigan. The National Interagency Fire Center said nearly 20,000 firefighters and support personnel are struggling to contain fires raging across the western United States. Firefighters in Canada, meanwhile, continue to battle dozens of blazes, including some 20 new ones in British Columbia province and about 15 new ones in Northwest Ontario province. Hundreds of Jewish pilgrims have visited a contested Jerusalem holy site under heavy police guard after Muslim worshippers clashed with Israeli security forces there. No injuries were reported after Sunday's renewed tensions. The hilltop compound is revered by Jews as the Temple Mount, the site of the biblical temples, and by Muslims as the noble sanctuary, home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. On Sunday, the Jews were visiting to mark a day of mourning over the destruction of the biblical temples. Islamic authorities say police used heavy-handed tactics and that Jewish visitors violated a longstanding ban on prayer. The death toll in a landslide that hit the Japanese resort town of Atami on July 3rd has risen to 15. Hundreds of rescuers continued the search for 14 missing residents. Dozens of homes were swept away when a landslide descended on the resort town in several violent waves July 3rd. It came after days of intense downpours in and around Atami, which lies about 90 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com, or you can use our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.